My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? Like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, we're going to start out a little bit of Guardians because...
Lima likes.
Two in a row to get back on track.
Lima likes.
Back to 3.5 ahead of the Twins and 4 ahead of the Kansas City Royals.
Lima likes.
And how about that bottom of the ninth yesterday? Classe holding on for dear life. We were told at the end of the week by Zach Meisel that he would have to go the rest of the season without giving up an earned run to still be in the Cy Young award situation there, Kenny. He was looking very, very tenuous in that moment. He got the strikeout with the bases loaded, and then he got the double play, a double play, Kenny, that had us all screaming out, 4-6-3. Do you do that anymore when you see a double play?
Scream out 4-6-3.
Or 6-4-3.
I like
or
to...
1-6-3, 1-5-3. Do you do that?
2-2-1-1-1. I like to predict it.
Yeah,
and
those
then
are
do
fun.
Then do the 4-6-3.
Got
like,
him!
Like you get to do like the Truman Show. Flowers! Yeah. There's that dented beetle! I like to do that.
To this day, it's just a weird baseball thing. If I see the makings of a doubleheader, I'm screaming out the numbers.
Double play.
No matter what, double play. No matter who is in the room, no matter if I'm by myself, no matter if it's just the kids, and they have no idea what's going on. I love to do that.
Good.
But that was big, no? To close that game
hell
down, it
yeah.
was looking...
Oh, man, if you would have lost that game, dare I say that might have been the beginning of the end for the season. Dare I say it.
So
but
that was
daring to say it.
That was a must-close performance there, according to Kate Carman.
At that moment, yeah, when you're up like that, and it's like, all right, let's just ho-hum it and figure it out. Then it's 5-3, and then there's bases loaded. Yeah, yeah, that's a scary moment. If they didn't finish that out, you know, now you've lost 3 of 4. They lost a week of baseball games, Tone.
Yeah,
they lost from Saturday to Friday night, and so when you lose a week of baseball games, the best thing you could have done was beating the number 2 team in the division, and you beat the number 2 team in the division. And there was this weird stat that came out. There is a stat muse that has out there that shows luck, and they say that the Guardians are lucky against the Minnesota Twins. They're 7-2 against the Twins.
Oh, is that right?
It says they're lucky against the Twins, yeah.
Why Which are I'm they like, well, lucky?
I don't know. When you strike out somebody, they get the first out when the bases are loaded. When you have bases loaded and nobody out against the Guardians in the bottom of the ninth inning, I don't know how that's luck, but either way.
Lima likes.
And just one more note, just having Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee pitch the way they did.
Yeah.
I know we're very start to start on this, on how we evaluate that pitching staff and whether or not they got a legit shot in the postseason to make a run. You've seen a ton of different guys, right? I mean, they continue to look for whatever answer they can. But to see those two, it's going to be huge if those two are kind of settled in down the stretch run here.
It is going to be big because you want to put you. The way it is right now, Bybee would be your number one. I guess Lively would be number two. You would want to put Gavin Williams, Logan Allen somewhere in there and then figure it out. But really, it would be you're trying to figure out your first three guys and seeing who you could pitch then on short
run. And Alex Cobb.
Yeah, and Alex Cobb.
But what about Matt Boyd?
And Matt Boyd.
And again, I'm just hoping that those guys can stay healthy at some level and then we can use them. Maybe it'd be nice. I don't know. But you got to win. I'm every game with the Guardians, man. I've been that way for a long time, and here we are.
Lima Likes.
Folks, 55 yards, Cade York. 55 yards.
Nice. Like the old days. Like we were in Carolina again.
Kenny, yeah. Was it as majestic as...
It looked incredible.
Since you actually got to see it?
I got to see it. I'm like, man, this is a long-ass field. I swear to God, I was standing there. I looked at Clay Weiss. I go, Clay, this is a long-ass field goal, man.
Well, you got to tell us. Would have been good from?
Would have been good from 60.
Oh, I love that.
Would have been good from the wind. It was a little bit windy on the lakefront.
They should let you in the preseason go because they didn't take field goals later in the game. They went for it. Just go, hey, it's preseason. Let me kick a 60-yarder right here. Let me see if we can do it.
Is he trade bait now, Kenny?
Cade York.
Cade York.
No.
Clay Weiss.
No. Maybe. Maybe that depends on who gets hurt. I mean, kickers are getting hurt now at a record level. Who the hell knows?
Now, I want to know how he was able to make that. From that distance, considering...
Lima no likes.
Tell me if you can debunk the rumor.
What?
That the Phil Dawson flag has been forcibly removed from the stadium. This was a giant conversation on Browns Reddit.
I'm not... Over see, the that's weekend. The difference. I'm not on Browns Reddit, so I have no idea what you were talking about or referencing. I'm sorry, you're going to have to catch me up before next Saturday.
I had to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I have a photo for you. All right. Can look at it during the break. But if that's true, then the Haslams need to step in. The Browns did need to step in.
Is that the first thing you did when your power came back on? I have to get the Browns ready.
Well, I needed to know was true.
Is this a negotiation tactic by the county where they go, yeah, you'll get your flag back. We'll see it at the negotiation table. Maybe you'll get your flag back. Maybe you won't.
I'm a likes.
Team USA, they got it done on the basketball court. I told you, Kenny, unless they won by 30 every game, people were going to be upset. However,
Lima likes.
It seemed like fans were in awe of how LeBron James played.
Yes.
Not just that game, throughout the entire tournament. But Steph Curry, three big threes down the stretch to overtake Victor Wembanyama and Kenny Atkinson. It was kind of weird seeing the Cavs' next head coach. Bit, yeah.
Did you see the Cavs tweet out, congratulations on your silver medal, coach?
I did not see that.
Yes.
That's good.
Did you see that? Maybe I don't mean to beat you in Lima Likes here if you had it. Did you see the DX chop that Joel Embiid gave to the crowd?
I did. I also saw an image with Rudy Gobert.
He just got tired of doing what you told him to do.
Well, they were booing him. What do you want?
Yeah, at one point, Joel Embiid had kind of... you'll look up the picture online. It was very, very, very Rudy Gobert and Joel Embiid to a T. Very on brand.
Yes.
To see them at some point. And in the future, in 2028.
Lima Likes.
Kenny, flag football. We're getting flag football.
Yes, we are.
It better not replace
Lima No Likes.
Break dancing.
Boy, that was rough.
I asked you before the show
was rough.
Who the star of the Australia. Olympics is, and I'm wondering if the star of the Olympics was Australian breakdancer. Did you see this woman?
I know you get tired of the references.
Rachel Ray Gunn.
I gotta say it. She looked like the dude's landlord in Big Lebowski when he goes to watch his show on the 10th. And like he's doing the theater thing where he comes out. Like that's the way she looked. It looked ridiculous. Sorry, guys. I mean, did the Americans win gold? We should have won gold. We won gold, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you didn't, that'd be one of the all-time. That'd be a huge upset. That'd be way worse than Team USA losing in basketball.
Now, if the Australian breakdancer, if it turns out, I mean, she's a PhD. She has researched breakdancing.
I didn't say she was stupid.
For the better part of 20 years.
She was bad at that.
I don't even know. The whole thing here is, was this a bit? Was this somehow she conned her way?
What's a free trip to Paris?
She got the trip. She's a bit of a personality back home in Australia. Mm. Is there any part of you that, I mean, if this were, what is it, Nathan
Fielder, yeah.
Nathan Fielder, or if it was Borat. Like, I feel like this was a huge missed opportunity that she did what they could never do, which was to get into the Olympics. I mean, pretty amazing if that was the case. If the whole thing was a bit, would you appreciate it if you found out years from now that the whole thing was just a total bit?
Of course I would, yes.
One final note.
I'm alive.
Amazing to see the change almost overnight. Well, it depends on which night it was. For local reaction to the illuminating company, to anybody working on the power lines, it started out with everybody just being upset with those people. Then, the minute their power got back on, I just wanted to come on to Facebook and make sure that everybody understands how hard it is, the work that they do. To the end of the week, it was we'd like to thank them for their service.
Yeah, you told me. Somebody said they thanked them for their service.
I saw it.
I saw it all over our Facebook pages, our group pages.
How much are they getting paid an hour?
Oh, the ones that came up that I talked to were up from Georgia, so we got into a little SEC versus Big Ten.
Oh.
And the one guy told me, he's like, I'm making the money so I can pay to actually watch them, to actually go see a Georgia football game. It's that expensive right now. He goes, this will pay for it. He wouldn't tell me what he was making. He's like, trust me. The minute we heard to come up to Ohio, plus it was hot and humid down south, he's like, we were golden. We had a truck. We're like, we're going. We're going to help those nice people in Northeast Ohio.
At least a guy gets to watch Georgia football because of that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it all worthwhile, but at least somebody gets to watch Georgia football.
I mean, at one point on our street, I counted 15 trucks.
15 trucks?
And we didn't even get our power back that night. Everybody but there were like three of us that still didn't have our power the next day. They came back and they were like, we got to make sure we're not leaving until you guys get your power.
So I am on it's not just like a live read. I am on the turnpike a lot. And you will notice like if there's Midwest bad weather, like here, Pennsylvania is a mid-Atlantic state, but you get what I'm saying? Like here, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, you'll see, like you will pass like a convoy of them. Like 20 as you're going down the highway. And it's always like, oh, yeah, that's right. They had that big event over there in like Schaumburg, Illinois or something like that. And there they all go.
But it makes sense if you really think about it. Nobody's thinking about this after that storm rolls through and you're just without your groceries are ruined and you're worried about your loved ones and they got hooked up to medical devices that they need their power for. You never think about it, but when you lose power, like your street loses power randomly in the summer, it's like, oh, yeah, a tree fell on a power line. They got to fix that. They got to fix the tree. Well, when there are hundreds of trees and hundreds of posts, like it's staggering that we even got our power back in a week at all.
I smell the next Michael Bay movie blockbuster, Lineman.
Lineman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.